Not long after District 87 and Unit 5 started to bring their students back to the classroom, several other McLean County school districts had to pull their kids out as coronavirus cases surged. As Eric Stock reports, administrators say their schools are not to blame for the spread.
In Lexington Public Schools, about 10 miles northeast of Bloomington Normal, the district offered all remote learning for students concerned about the coronavirus. Only 7% of the district's 500 K-12 students took that option. The district allowed students to transition to in-person learning at any point. As the weeks passed with no cases, many of them did. But since late October, two Lexington High School students tested positive for the coronavirus. Two may not sound like a lot, but Superintendent Paul Dater says those two positive cases have prompted 80 students to quarantine because they were close contacts. So Lexington High School has gone virtual for nearly a week. They are counting on having no new positive cases so they can reopen.
In the last couple of days, we're watching it hourly. You know, I feel like we're constantly keeping a very close eye on the situation, and things are very volatile right now.
The recent rise in coronavirus cases prompted multiple school districts to temporarily pivot to remote learning. Olympia High School in Stanford, about 15 miles southwest of Bloomington, is going all virtual this week. Superintendent Laura O'Donnell says the school passed the 15% absentee rate through COVID positives and quarantines that the district set at the start of the year.
Every system has a breaking point, and you have to recognize when you're nearing that. And we had neared that on Friday. So that's why we decided, again, to pull the plug.
A quarantine lasts 2 weeks. That's how long it may take to show COVID symptoms or potentially infect someone. But Hayworth schools have decided to go all remote for the rest of the semester starting Thursday. Superintendent Lisa Taylor says the district learned of 5 new coronavirus cases on Monday and has had nearly 24 cases since school began.
Not anticipating the issue to be gone in 2 weeks in terms of nationally, they don't think we'll have reached the peak by then. And so that was more of what our conversation was, is do you do it 2 weeks at a time or do you go ahead and make the call? So we are making the call.
But Taylor and other school administrators are quick to say they don't believe these coronavirus cases are increasing because schools are open, even though many classrooms can't maintain social distancing.
We do not have cases linked to other cases within the school. Our issues have primarily come when a parent, honestly, has been exposed in the community or at their place of work. And then our parents have done a great job of when parents become sick, they keep their kids home.
Contact tracing data from the state shows schools are among the leading places for potential COVID exposure, and new cases among young people have risen sharply in McLean County since school started. McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says reopening schools is likely just one reason more children are contracting the virus.
With kiddos in school, you're testing them whenever they have symptoms. So we're definitely seeing more school-aged children being tested, but also, again, they're going out more and interacting with, you know, their peers more.
Brian Kurz is superintendent of El Paso Gridley Schools, about 50 miles north of Bloomington Normal. EPG High School was in week 2 of its shift to remote learning. He says all of its cases appear to be isolated and came from outside school. He credits staff for reducing the risk of viral spread.
I would argue that almost everywhere else kids are as they go about their daily life, the possibility of spread is probably greater there than it is in our schools, with as much care as our staff is putting into just walking through routines and keeping things clean.
Educators say it's important not only to keep their students safe, but to prevent them from spreading the virus to teachers, family, and others who might be at greater risk for serious illness. I'm Eric Stock.